What's up, fellas? So I got a patron supporter that said, hey man, girls who send choosing signals play games too. All women play games, guys. All women. All right, so when you say a woman is playing games, what are you saying? When you say, man, she's playing games, let's break that down. What does it mean when it says a woman is playing games? Well, what you're essentially saying is she's did a slight pullback. That's what it means when you're saying a woman is playing games, because she exhibited this amount of interest one day, and the next day she's exhibiting this much amount of interest. So it comes off as playing games, because she was returning my texts in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and now in the last 3 days it's been like 5-6 hours. So that's when you say a woman is playing games. But what we call it over here, that's a pullback. Now, how can a woman pull back? You displaying a certain amount of interest. Because if I'm exhibiting a level 6 or 7 interest, it ain't shit to pull back from. You pull back any further, your ass gonna be out the door. Alright, so a woman can't pull back when you exhibiting an interest level of a 6 or a 7. They only can pull back when you exhibiting interest level of like an 8, 9, or 10. You can't pull. If you exhibited the amount of interest in a woman that she's a 6, this means that you're showing very little interest. You're showing some. You know, you fucked a bitch. I guess you can get my dick up hard. But how you gonna pull back from a guy that's showing that a level 6 interest? So she can only do this when you do something to make her pull back, give her the comfort of pulling back. All right, so you can show interest, guys, on an introduction. All right, so when a woman is sending you choosing signals and you go over there all giddy and happy like you ain't never had no fucking choosing signal in your fucking life, like this is the first time a girl ever sent you some flirtatious signals and you don't know how to fucking act, and you go over there with that fucking Kool-Aid smile, with that grin on your face, fucking cheek to cheek, ear to ear, looking like fucking Ronald McDonald, like you ain't never had a girl smile at your ass before, you're goddamn right she's gonna pull back. Because, you know, when you meet a woman, you know, you have to, you know, theoretically speaking, we can fuck pretty much any girl that look halfway decent, right? As long as she ain't 300 pounds and took a bath today, we can pretty much fuck her, right? But when you go up to a woman and you all happy and she ain't did shit yet, but smile at you and you all giddy and shit, a woman hasn't even earned your validation yet. She ain't sucked your dick, she ain't cooked for you yet, she ain't even gave you a fucking shoulder massage, and here your ass is up here about to do fucking backflips and cartwheels just because she fucking winked at your motherfucking ass. So you can see why she would pull back, because this is not something a high value male would do. All right, you can go up and be seductive. I ain't saying, because I know some motherfucker gonna get their ass on here. I ain't saying you gotta go up and introduce yourself like you the fucking Terminator, because I already know some motherfucker. It's a difference between going up and being seductive with a woman and going up and fucking just being all giddy and smiley and playful and all that shit. Like, you know, like the little dog wagging his tail when the master say, come here, boy. He's wagging his tail and shit. Like, you know, he ain't seen his master all day, just wagging his tail back and forth. That's you. If you had a tail on behind you, that's what your tail is doing right there. When that girl look at you, this is what your tail doing. Just all happy and giddy and shit. Guys, you always have to maintain frame. Alright, just because you're going up to introduce yourself, don't go up acting like you ain't seen a woman in 10 years, like you just got out of fucking prison. Calm your ass down, relax. I know she giving you choosing signals, and I know you getting all excited and shit, because whenever a woman send you choosing signals, you know by the second date, them damn draws gonna be coming down, because that's high interest. Alright, but you gotta calm your hot ass down. Alright, guys, so any of you guys just want to know, anytime a woman is playing games, it can only come from you exhibiting high interest. Ever. If you got a steady girlfriend and she's playing games, which means she's pulled back, she's returning your texts. She's not coming to see you as much. She's playing games, but that's really a slight pullback, right? She's not playing games. This is what happens when you show high interest to women, all right? They naturally just fucking pull back till you start chasing them. And it shouldn't really matter if a woman pulls back any fucking way. Why shouldn't it? Because whenever I deal, it's only so much I'ma do anyway. So a woman can't play games with me. And I'll tell you what I mean. She might play a game. She might have played one game. And after that, my ass pulled back right with you. So if you say a woman playing games, that means that you done engaged in this fuckery over and over and over, and she keep playing games. No, you gonna play games with me one fucking time. That means that if I reached out to contact you and you took 6, 7, 8 hours or returned it the next day, and I said, oh shit, now she was returning it in, you know, 15, 20 minutes. I'm not saying a woman can't be doing that, but y'all guys know 5, 6, 7 hours. What the fuck was you doing? All right, what do you want that goddamn business? If a woman hit you back 2, 3 hours one time, ain't no big fucking deal. Maybe she was in a meeting, but y'all know the difference between games. You hit up, you know, noon or whatever the case, and she hit your ass back at 9 o'clock. That's playing games. All right, and I'm talking about if you seen this type of behavior, high interest, high interest, high interest, and now you get some shit like that. Yeah, she played a game. But right there, that very second, you stop. Just like that. I'm going to pull back right now. At that very second you did that bullshit, okay, boom, I'm going back. We're going to hit you up once a week for a fucking date. All right, you was exhibiting high interest. I told y'all guys how to pursue women who display high interest. You treat them a little different and you pursue them a little better because they deserve it. They're showing high interest. But as soon as she go to doing that bullshit, you lost all the high interest privileges. Now you go back to once a week, set up a date until your ass get back in line. All right, guys, that's how you handle that. No woman should play games with you. She can play one time and then you pull it back right then. That goes for any of you guys in a relationship. Also, or you casually dating a woman, or you consistently dating a woman, she fuck up. She do that pullback shit one time where she did some shit that showed that she might have dropped the interest, or she trying to take you for granted. From that point on, your pullback. And when a woman do that, never go back to showing her high interest again, giving her the high interest treatment again, because she done showed you how she treat guys that exhibit high interest. All right, so if you treat her like a fucking human being, she don't know how to fucking act. So from this point on, I reach out and hit you up. We'll see each other once a week, and I'll set a date. How I was treating you, well, you hit me up, then I hit you up, then you hit... No, you don't deserve that, because you don't know how to fucking act. All right, guys, so that's how you handle that when you got a woman that displays high interest. But this choosing signal shit, guys, just because a woman's sending you choosing signals, yeah, she can have high interest. And women interest drop just like that, guys. Just some of you guys got in his head that y'all think women need 10 years to lose interest. Now, guys, a woman can be sucking you dry one night, and then you sit there and you do something, or you cuddling, or acting like some beta cuck who falling in love, and the next day she pulling back. The next day. I didn't say the next year. The next day. Y'all guys think like, well, this got to take some time. You know, how can she? She was just sucking me dry, sucking my balls, and then the very next day, she was pulling back. Motherfucker, if she was sucking your dick that morning, that very night, she could be pulling back. It goes like that with women. Women don't need no fucking 10 years to lose interest. They fucking lose the interest in 10 minutes. You can go up to a woman. Woman sent you some choosing signals. You came up with a corny-ass approach or acting like a fucking cornball, and now all of a sudden she don't want to give you a fucking number. And some of you guys think like, well, she was attention whore. She wasn't an attention whore. Your corny, goofy-ass, bullshit-ass approach turned her off just that fast. Ain't no damn attention whore. Some of them is, but some of them just your approach is fucked up. Maybe your breath stink. But women lose interest just like, maybe when you came over, she got a good look at your raggedy ass shoes. Who the fuck knows? But women interest goes just like that, guys. They don't need a fucking 5 or 10 year marriage to lose fucking interest. They can lose interest in 5 to 10 fucking minutes. All right, guys? So get that through your fucking head. All right? Now, I had another patron supporter who said an ex is sending him subliminal messages on social media. This might be a little projecting, because you know when you break up with your girl, you want to see shit or whatever you want to. She can say, oh, I had a beautiful day. I had a nice morning today, you know. And you start thinking like, oh, that was a signal to me. Because we used to always have a nice morning. That ain't about you, motherfucker. But I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and just say, okay, maybe she said some shit like, I miss my love today. All right? And that could be any fucking thing. That could be your mama. But you, okay, let's say she talking about your ass. Guys, under no circumstances after a breakup or a split do you ever reach out to a girl other than her reaching out to you and asking to see you. And the reason I say that, because a lot of guys, when a woman reach out to them after a breakup, then they ask to see them. That's not unconditional surrender. And then they wonder why the woman don't come through. No, guys, when a woman reach out to you, you only gonna see her if she bring it up. If your ex reach out to you and she on the phone talking about a bunch of bullshit, but she ain't asked to see you, you don't bring it up. All right, guys, that is not a, just because your woman reached out to you does not mean you, no, you still fucking initiating shit. You only see her if she brings it up. And then, you know what comes up then, how you willing to make this up to me? Because, you know, I don't approve of, you know, how this shit ended. And you know what that means, guys. You know, and women, you know, women are catching on now. You know, I'm getting bigger. And so women know when they come back now, as my brand get bigger and bigger, because, you know, if you go to any sporting goods show, store, they selling out of knee pads because a whole lot of women sucking a whole lot of dick right now. Because as I get bigger, they ain't gonna be able to keep no knee pads in store. Because whenever a woman act up, whenever she come back, she got to suck a whole lot of dick. All right? So, guys, don't fall for women little bullshit games that they try to do to get you to pursue them after a breakup. You know, a girl will do some shit like she'll dress real sexy, go to one of the spots that she knows you be at, but you ain't even got to be there. Your friends could be there. And she know they gonna tell you, oh, she had on a little short red dress. That gonna drive you crazy. Because you know, oh, she just had a date. Don't fall for that bullshit, guys. She might be on social media or walking around campus or at the job with some other dude. Fucking beta cucks. All right? She just using them. All right? Don't let nothing. I don't care what a woman does after she break up to try to fuck with your head. She's fucking with your head on that social media bullshit. All right? She wants you to cave in first. She wants you to contact her first. No, we don't do subliminals. We do direct. She gonna hit you up and say, hey, can we talk or, you know, can we meet up? Not quite yet. Because before we meet up, you know, I'm a little agitated with the way things ended. And I just want to know how you're willing to make that up to me. Because, you know, you was very disrespectful, you know, and I don't just think that I'm just going to see you like that. So I need to know what you're willing to do to make it up to me. All right? And that means that it's time for her to suck some dick. So no, guys. If a woman is wearing something sexy around school or at the job or where the fuck you at, that does not mean for you to reach out for her. She's doing that to fuck with you. She's on social media posting bullshit. She's doing that to fuck with you. Nope. If she's around hanging with other dudes, Nope. Nothing. You will be carrying her fucking purse and taking her pictures on dates if you do. She would totally emasculate you because she has all the fucking power. All right, guys. She might not come back. That's beside the fucking point. That don't even fucking matter. She ain't got to come back. But what you not finna do is be in a relationship with a woman where you scared to say anything because you ain't got no fucking leverage. All right, guys. All right. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.